Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Ha'ochel Trumas Chametz Pesach. If a person eats Truma, which is Chametz, on Pesach, we know that Truma is only supposed to be eaten by a Kohen, not by Yisrael. So what happens if a Yisrael eats Truma, which is Chametz, on Pesach? Bishogeg, by mistake, if he eats the Truma's Chametz by mistake, then he didn't know it was Truma, even if he knew that it was actually Chametz. Mishalom Karen V'chomesh, he has to pay Karen V'chomesh, the principal of the amount of what he ate, and Chomesh, a fifth on top of it. Like the laws of Kozar, any Yisrael who eats Truma by mistake, and even though you may say that Chametz on Pesach is Aser Bahana, you can't have any pleasure from it, so maybe I would say there's no value to it, and therefore you should be exempt totally. No, nevertheless, he's chayav to pay, because he doesn't pay in actual dollars, right? But he pays in actual fruit, according to the measurement of the Truma, and therefore he's still chayav. Like in the Hakdama over here, they mention that a person who eats Truma by mistake pays Karen V'chomesh. He pays the principal amount plus a fifth. It's something from Psukim and Vayikra, and he pays chulin, non-sacred food that'll turn into Truma. So he doesn't pay for money, he pays from actual fruit. And therefore, since he's paying from actual fruit, so even though the actual Truma has no value, it has no value if you're paying in dollars. But since you're paying in fruit, so it has its value, and therefore you still have to pay. But that's all if you ate it by mistake. What about Mezid? If you ate the Truma's Chametz on Pesach B'Mezid, that you knew it was Truma, even if you didn't know it was Chametz, right? Pater mitash luman, you're exempt from paying. One who eats Truma B'Mezid on purpose, so he has the law of a gazlan, of a thief. And when he's a thief, he's doing it on purpose, he's exempt from the actual Chametz, from the additional fifth that we add to it. He has to pay actual money, like a regular thief, according to the value of the Truma. Now, since Chametz on Pesach has no value, right, because it's Aser Behana, so he's actually Pater. It's unbelievable. You do something, you know, on purpose, you'd be exempt. Where you do something by mistake, you're still Chayav. It's just due to the, you know, particular situation that we're dealing with over here. With the Mei Eitzim. And even the value of the Eitzim, meaning, let's just say, you know, how much would this be, this Truma be if I use it for firewood, right? To fire up the fire with this, you know, with this bread. You're still exempt. Why? Because Chametz is not only prohibited by Achila to be eaten, it's also prohibited for Anah, for any pleasure. So you can't have any pleasure from it. So I wouldn't even be chayav to pay the value of how I would use this to use it for firewood, because it's totally off limits. So therefore, if you ate it b'mezid, you're exempt from paying, you know, whether the value of the food be eaten, or whether the value of the food be used for pleasure, because it's strictly off limits on Pesach, which gives it no value. And when you do it on purpose, you'd chayav really to pay the actual money value, and no chamish, no fifth, just a principle. And since it's valueless, so you're exempt. Whereas if you ate it by mistake, where you have to pay actual fruit in its place, so then you pay a karen and a chomesh, the principal amount in fruit, plus a fifth, the amount in fruit. And that wraps up Mishnah Dalet. Moving right along to Mishnah Hay. Eil dvar mishadam yotze behen yedei chavasa v'pesach. The following things will be the foods that you can use to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. You have to have kazayas of matzah, right, on Pesach, on the first night of Pesach. As it says, Barishon ba'arba also yom lechodesh be'erev tochel matzah. So this is, we learned that from this pasuk, that you gotta eat matzah the first night of Pesach on a Torah level. You have to have kazayas. So what are these types of different grains? Bechitim with wheat, besa'orim with barley, bekuspin with spelt, beshifin with rye, ubushibola shul, and with oats. So the five grains: wheat, spelt, oats, rye, and chitim is wheat, sorghum is barley, kuspin is spelt, shifon is oats, and shibola shul is rye. Yeah. So the five grains. Ilhim chamishim yehim dagan. These are the five grains that their yisus on their dough comes to chimitz, it leavens, right? And therefore, you'd be careful to make sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. And when you bake it as matzah, you fulfill your mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. And the Gemara explains that it says, "Losochel of chametz shivat yam tochel of matzos." We learn that from this pasuk that something that can come to chametz, right, and you bake it as matzah, that you fulfill your mitzvah of matzah, like these five grains. But things that don't come to chametz, right, for example, rice will not rise to chametz, or dochen, millet, will not rise to be chametz. So therefore, since their dough cannot leaven, rather this tzirchon, this will decay, so a person does not fulfill his mitzvah, he made into matzah on Pesach. There's got to be a grain that can come to chametz that you made into matzah, not a grain that can't come to chametz at all. V'yotzin b'demai, the Mishnah goes on further to state that one will fulfill the mitzvah of matzah if he eats matzah made from demai. Demai is da'mai. What is this? It's grains that it's a suffix, whether it was meistered, the mice were taken off the right way. And we don't eat demai because of the suffix, but aniyim, poor people, could still eat demai. And since technically on Pesach, Yechal Ka'adam, any person could give away all his possessions and deem himself as a poor person. So therefore we say you could even eat matzah that was made from demai on Pesach. With Meister Rishon, Shnitla Trumaso, or if I have Meister Rishon, that the Truma was taken. So the rule is if you have chulin, if you have food, right? You have these grains, you give Truma Gedola to the Kohen, you give Meister Rishon to the Levi, and then the Levi takes off a Trumas Meister and gives it to the Kohen. So if I have Meister Rishon, the Shenitla Trumaso, it's Trumas Meister was taken, right? So even in a case, Afam Lohu for sure, even if the Truma Gedola wasn't taken, for example, the Levi came early and he took his Litlas Masari Bishibon, he took his share when it was still on its stalks, meaning before it was obligated in actual Truma. So in this case, the Levi would be putter from doing Truma Gedola. Even so, you're still Yose, your mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, because, in this scenario, because it was still the Trumas Mice was taken from the Mice Rishon to make it valid enough to be eaten, and therefore you could use this to make, matzah on Pesach. Ube Meister Sheni veHekdesh, and if you have Meister Sheni or Hekdesh that was redeemed, the person's permitted to redeem his grains of Meister Sheni, right, onto money, and then bring that money up to Yerushalayim, and then the grains that he had is redeemed, and it's permissible for him to eat it wherever he wants. So if he has these grains, technically Meister Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. He redeems it onto money. Now those grains are non-sacred, you can eat wherever you want, and the money is spent in Yerushalayim. So to Kindavi Shahuptash Hashem, also anything that's a hektish tashem, you could redeem it onto money, and then it ends up being non-sacred, and the money is used for hektish. However, apoy the maishas sheni shelo o hektesho, one who does redeem his maishas sheni or his hektish, he has to add a chomish, a fifth, to the value. And the mission is coming to teach us that maishas sheni and hektish, maishas sheni, that has to, it's a special maishar that has to be in Yerushalayim, or regular hektish, right, that is redeemed. So even though the alpha b'shalo sifas achamish, even in a case where the owners did not add this additional fifth to it, still the yotze, they fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach with it, because the chaymish, the actual fifth, the additional fifth, I'm sorry, is not ma'akiv, doesn't, you know, ruin it, and harayim peduyim, the redeemed, mutar b'achila, it's permitted to be eaten. So, for example, if he has Meiser Sheni Tavua, right, or he has this regular Hektish Tavua, and then he redeems them, right, onto money. So those foods now are regular chulin, non-sacred. Technically, he really has to add a fifth to the value of the money that he redeems it on. But even if he didn't, once it's redeemed, and the Tavua now, or whatever the Hektish was, is totally non-sacred, and you can use it for matzah. And then on a side note, he would take the value of the money that he has now, go to Yerushalayim and spend it and eat in Yerushalayim. That's just on the hektish side of it. But the non-sacred stuff that he's left with, you could certainly use it for regular matzah. Till now it was Yisrael, regular Jews. What about Kohanim, a Kohen? They could eat b'challah, they could use challah, that challah which is separated from dough and is given to the Kohen, they could use that for matzah. Ubetruma, and they could use actual truma which is given to them as matzah. And the chiddush here is that even though only Kohanim could eat these two foods, challah which is separated and given to them, or truma which is separated and given to them, and Yisraelim can't eat it, nevertheless, they could use it for matzah on Pesach. Avalo b'tevel, if you have tevel food which wasn't maaser, the truma or maaser at all, so it's totally prohibited to be eaten for anybody, and certainly you can't use that for matzah. And they bring down here even tevel on a rabbinic level, you can't use for matzah because it's strictly off limits, no one can eat it. You can't use Meiser Rishon that the Truma was not taken. I mean, the Gemara explains that Of course, in a case where the Maiser Rishon, the Trumas Maiser was not taken from the Maiser Rishon, meaning, right, you gave the Levi the Maiser Rishon, the Levi had to take off a Trumas Maiser. And he didn't do a Trumas Maiser. So of course you can't use that because it's regular Tevel and you can't eat it. Rather, the Mishnah is coming to teach you that even if the Truma Gedola, right, wasn't taken, for example, it was after the smearing off of the pile of food in the warehouse, right, and that's when it's chayev in Truma. So the Levi comes along and he takes his Maiser before you set aside the Truma Gedola. So in this case, the Levi is chayev to set aside not just Trumas Maiser, but also Truma Gedola. And as long as he's not mafish or Truma Gedola, it's like regular tevel, it's aser b'achila, and therefore you can't use it for matzah. V'lo b'maiser sheni v'hektish shelo niftu, and not what you can't use, maiser sheni and hektish that weren't redeemed, as for matzah. And they bring down over here, even if it was redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed the right way. For example, Maiser Sheni has to be redeemed onto coins with an image. And he put it onto a coin with an asimain coin that has no image on it. It's just a flat coin. That doesn't work. Or Hektish, you redeem Hektish onto the ground. You can't redeem Hektish onto the ground. So these two types of ways, the Maiser Sheni and the Hektish, they either weren't redeemed or weren't redeemed properly. You can't use them for matzah. And all these assurim that we're bringing down, right, they're all considered a mitzvah babaveira. You're trying to do a mitzvah matzah through a food which is not yet ready. So it would be an avera. And a mitzvah that comes through an avera is not a good mitzvah and therefore doesn't work. When you have hektish or maaser sheni that wasn't redeemed properly, so they're still prohibited to be eaten. So of course you can't use it for matzah. And each scenario has its own, reason that makes it prohibited to be eaten, and therefore you can't use it for matzah. And if you try to use it for matzah, it's really a mitzvah that's coming through an avera, and therefore it won't work. Lastly, the Mishnah finishes off chalas toda or kike nazir, the chalas of a carbon toda, or the kike, the crackers of a nazir. For a carbon toda, they used to bring three different types of matzos, 10 of each min, aside for the 10 chalas of chametz. So it'd be 10 chalos, 10 crackers, and 10 revuch and other kinds of, breads. And so too by a nazir, it says that they would bring these different chalos and crackers. So with these chalos and these rikike, these breads of the carbon toda and the crackers of the nazir, it depends. Asan la'atzma, if he made the carbon toda or this nazir's carbon for himself, and yotzen behen, you can't use these breads for matzah to fill his mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. Because they have to be made l'shem matzah. Here they're made for the shame of the carbon. Since it was made for the name of the carb, it was made for the sake of the carbon, not for the sake of the matzah, it's not going to do the trick and you can't use it on Pesach. However, asar limkar b'shuk, if a person made these loaves, l'mishat sar chalos, for a person in the marketplace that would need these chalos or these rikikim in order to bring it with their carbon toda or their carbon aziris, and that's why he made it, then yotzen behen, he can fulfill his mitzvah with them, to eat matzah on Pesach. Because in this case, the seller is making it also for the shame of matzah. Why? Because he thinks to himself, I'll sell it to somebody who needs it for their karbanos, for a carbon toda or a carbon nazir. But if I can't find someone, then I'll use it for my matzah. So now he has both karbanos in mind, and therefore it would work. And that wraps up the Mishnah.